This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A Democratic member of Congress from Chicago is condemning comments made about Puerto Rico at a rally for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. A speaker at a Trump rally in New York Sunday referred to Puerto Rico as a, quote, floating island of garbage. U.S. Representative Delia Ramirez says the comment shows what another Trump presidency would mean for the U.S. territory.
It would mean that they would be treated as if they were, in their words, trash. And we know that we have to fight and protect the island, an island that we love and an island that we know has been harmed by a lot of the U.S. policy. So we are disgusted by it.
The Trump campaign has sought to distance itself from the derogatory comment. The 60th annual Chicago International Film Festival wrapped up Sunday night. Vermilio, an Italian film, took home the festival's top international award. In the local category, director Rachel Elizabeth Seeds of Photographic Memory won the Chicago Prize. The festival closed with Here, directed by Chicago native Robert Zemeckis. The film reunites the Forrest Gump director with stars Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. It opens in movie theaters on Friday. Ricardo Muti will return to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra podium this week with an all-Beethoven lineup. The concerts kick off Thursday and will feature the famed Eroica Symphony and Emperor Concerto. Muti, CSO's former music director, will also lead a series of Chicago concerts in a couple of weeks. Then he will conduct the score of Francis Ford Coppola's new film, Megalopolis. Chicago Bears defensive back Tyreek Stevenson is apologizing to his coaches and teammates for his play during Sunday's last-second loss to the Commanders. The Bears held a three-point lead, which is 2 seconds remaining, but gave up a 52-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass to lose the game. Video taken by a fan in attendance showed that during that play, Stevenson had his back to the action and was instead riling up the fans behind the end zone. Teammates say Stevenson apologized at a meeting this morning. It's unclear at this point if the team will take any disciplinary action against him. Weather for the rest of today, sun and clouds, high close to 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, with a high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.